Welcome, everyone, to Burgess Power Hour. And tonight, today, we are going to be really, I'm so excited about this call. It's all about the ripple effect and how you make a difference. And so I was thinking about this call today and what would be the best way to really go into this whole thing about making a difference in the world and in your lives and how you show up in the world. And so what I'm going to do is I just want to welcome all of you for being on the call. I really appreciate your time. And as always, I want to make sure that if you're not driving, that you get someplace where you can get a pencil and a paper or something to write with, because you may want to take notes. But also, of course, as usual, if you've never heard this Power Hour before, I do very experiential exercises. So it's a little different. It's not about just me talking. It's about you exploring and discovering for yourself. For whatever the topic is each month, we do different topics every month. So this one is no different. We're going to do some writing so that you can explore some of the ways that you make a difference in the world and how you have a ripple effect in the world and how you show up in your lives. So what I'm going to also do is I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody, but here's the thing. If you want to speak, I want to hear from you, and I'm going to ask some of you anyway to share some of the things, that some ahas and highlights, if you have any that come up tonight. And in order to be heard, all you have to do is hit *6. Okay? So I'll mute everybody else out, but if you want to say something, all you have to do is hit *6, and that will unmute you so that we can chat. And then you can hit *6 again, and that will unmute you. It'll mute you back. So again, I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody so I can start off not hearing any background noise, and then I'll unmute everybody at the very end so we can all say hi. All right. So here I go. So tonight, again, is all about the ripple effect. How do I show up? How do I make a difference in the world? How do I matter? And I travel around the world teaching Essence of Being and all the different programs that I do, and have been involved in this transformational process for 35 years. And I will say that the two things that always seem to come up for people, for children and for adults that I work with, is I want to be loved. And how do I matter? People want to know that they're loved, and they want to know that they're wanted, and they want to know that they make a difference. Why are they here? So I always, and again, what's my purpose? What's my purpose for being here? And I always want to support people in knowing why they're here and knowing that they make a difference. And hopefully this call tonight will give you even more insight and more awareness and more empowerment and more enlightenment and more joy in knowing that you do make a difference in the world. And probably almost all of you, if not all of you, know this on some level, that you are making a difference, or that you have made a difference, or that you are a beacon of light in this world. And I just say thank you. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for spreading your light. Thank you for showing up and allowing other people to see who they are from your eyes, from your perspective. And that's really what we're all about, is being connected and seeing each other and being beacons for each other. So the things that I do in the world, it's not rocket science as far as people think that we create this magic, which we do. However, the whole idea of it all is basically I'm just holding up a mirror for people to see their own magnificence. I hold up a mirror so that you can see how powerful you really are. And how we see you and how you see me and how we see each other makes the world go round. That is exactly why we come together in these live events and come together on these phone calls and come together with all the other things that all of you are doing out in the world. So I just say thank you for being here and showing up. So the biggest, most powerful concept that I can share with you around being having a ripple effect and having and making a difference is a concept called precession. And precession is, many of you may know Buckminster Fuller or have heard of him, maybe you haven't, but R. Buckminster Fuller is one of my mentors and in my lineage of learning and sharing his work in this world. And go look him up because it's too long. He's the guy who invented or coined the phrase win-win. So I mean, you know, he's made a huge impact in the world, and that's just talking about a minute part of what he has offered to the world and how he had shown up and given us. So the concept is called precession, and what I'd like to share with you about that is the definition that I use is the effect of bodies in motion on other bodies in motion. The effect of bodies in motion on other bodies in motion. So oftentimes I ask people, look, how many of you have ever made goals? And people say, yes, I've made goals. Okay, so once you make that goal, then what do you do? You made the goal, and then most people look around and say, now what? Now what do I do? What else is there? So the question always says, you know, I always ask, it's a question people ask me, so why make goals? Well, I'll tell you, it's because that as long as you're moving toward your goal, you're having an effect. You have a ripple effect. You're in motion. So think about a stone. When you're dropping a stone or a rock into a pond or water, it creates a ripple effect. So it's two bodies in motion. They affect each other. So the earth and the sun, they affect each other. Two bodies in motion affecting each other. And one of my favorite little drawings is when you have a bee is going toward a flower, and they have this goal in mind, and their goal is to get the nectar. Nectar, 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 nectar. I want to go get the flower. I'm going to get the nectar. So that's their goal, is to go get the nectar. Now, they're in motion. They're going towards their goal. But the true purpose of that bee is not necessarily to go get the nectar. The true purpose of that bee going to get the nectar, in the grander scheme of things, is to cross-pollinate. Because by stepping on all of the flowers, it cross-pollinates. And so it adds so much value to this planet, and it doesn't even know it. What is it doing? It's focusing right in the goal, focusing, I'm going to get the nectar, nectar, nectar. It has no idea that it's adding so much value in the world by cross-pollinating and keeping all of us alive. So the bee doesn't wake up every morning and say, oh, I'm going to go cross-pollinate today. The bee just goes for the nectar. So we are like little money bees or little honey bees or little lovey bees. We're like that. We have a goal, and we're going towards that goal. And as long as we're moving and adding value along the way, then our effect in the world adds value. Our true purpose adds value. Now, what do I mean by adding value? I mean we're creating something that is adding something else. We're not taking from someone or taking something. We're adding value, creating something bigger. In other words, not feeling less than. Not feeling, you know, not, that we're not good enough, not feeling separate, that we're basically, we're along the way as we're going toward our goal, we're adding value. And that's why when you get to your goal and you make it and you kind of look around and say, well, what else do I do? That's because that's really not it. That's really not the value that you have in the world, really. The value that you have in the world is on the way. It's the movement toward your goal. And that is your true purpose. And people come to me all the time and say, Burge, well, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what my true purpose is. And what I tell people every time is that finding your purpose is not the key here. What your key is to make sure that you add value along the way of whatever you do, to know that whatever you're going for, whatever you're moving toward, you're adding value. That's your true purpose. Now, you may be very blessed to get to see how much of a difference you've made. And tonight, I'm going to give you an exercise for you to really get to look at that, about what kind of difference you really have made in the world. So one of my favorite stories about Precession is It's a Wonderful Life, which is a Christmas movie. And those of you who have done my Essence of Being workshops, you know this story. But it's my favorite processional story in a movie, and it's called It's a Wonderful Life. Jimmy Stewart, it's a Christmas movie. If you've never seen it, check it out. But Jimmy Stewart thought that his life really sucked. He thought he would be better off if he'd never been born. He thought that his family would be better off, that his business would be better off, that the town would be better off, that he was a total failure. He was going to jail. He was at the end of his rope. So he was going to the river to go kill himself. He was going to jump in the river. So he thought his insurance policy would basically make everybody happy, or at least make their lives better. So an angel came down from heaven and jumped in and saved him from killing himself and said, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to show you what the world would be like without you. And so he got to see what a difference he had made, because he got to see that when he wasn't there, he had never been born, how that had affected so many people. His brother died. His family was in ruins. His uncle was in an insane asylum. So many people, again, died. The whole town was changed, was totally in ruins because of him, because he had no clue how much of an effect he had had on so many people. All he knew is he was focusing on life was not worth living. So he said, please let me live again. Let me live again, please. And the angel said, okay, you get to live again. And so he realized what a wonderful life he really had. And he was so excited. I'm going to jail. That's awesome. We're going bankrupt. This is great. So he was so happy to see his wife and his kids and his family, and the town was back to its normal, beautiful self and thriving self. And because he shifted that, all this money and all of these things came to him. All this abundance and prosperity came to him from everybody around his world, basically showered him. So he wasn't going to go to jail, and he actually became very, very wealthy, and he had everything that he'd always wanted because he realized what a wonderful life he really had. And that was a huge shift for him. So I tell you that story because it means a lot to me, to show that sometimes we get caught up in our everyday crap. And one of my little favorite processional stories that I tell about myself is I was a high school teacher. And I had a student named Reggie, and I hired him. He was a high school student, and I cast him in a play called Godspell. I was teaching drama and theater back in high school back in the 70s. And he was this brilliant talent. He was just raw talent. He loved what he did, and you could just tell he was so passionate about it. And so he was going to graduate, and I said, "Well, Reg, what are you going to do when you get out of school? You know, get out of school." And he said, "My mom and my dad, they want me to be a doctor, so I'm going to go to medical school." So I said, "Oh man, I really wish you'd follow your dreams, honey, because you're really, really good at this. This is your passion. Follow your passion. You're really good. This is who you were born to be." He said, "Yeah, I know, but I'm going to have to do that." And I said, "Well, just follow your dreams, hon." And I didn't see him again. You know, he graduated, and that was it. Until 4 years later, there I was in front of Cinderella's Castle in Disney World in Orlando, and guess who was out there sharing and singing and doing a solo? It was Reggie. So I went crazy nuts, crazy, jumping up and down in the audience, you know, yelling and saying, Reggie, Reggie, it's Burge, it's Burge. And he saw me and he called for me to come backstage and he got down on his knees and he said, Burge, Burge, thank you. Thank you so much. I follow my dreams. I listen to you. My parents are so proud of me. I'm traveling around the world. I'm going to Japan. I'm making more money than I've ever made. I'm living my lifelong dream. Thank you so much. And I was just, I had no idea. I had no idea I had really set that in motion for him. I was just a high school, you know, thinking, you know, I said to some kid, hey, go follow your dreams, kid. Go follow your dreams. And it left such an impression on him that he did. And so my bet is that many of you have those types of stories about how you have made a difference in someone's life. And maybe you've known it, and maybe you haven't. But the thing that gets in the way sometimes is people get really attached. They get really attached to the outcome of what they want in their life. And the more you get attached, the more it could limit you. It could limit you, and it could set you up for failure, or set you up thinking that you didn't get it, setting up your expectations that if you don't get it, then you think less of yourself, and you think you're a failure, or you think you're just not good enough, or smart enough, or enough. So letting go of the attachment is really, really key. And if you really want to be attached and focused on something, be attached and focused on the journey. The journey is what's really important, not the outcome. Now, I also tell a story in The Essence of Being about creating jigsaw puzzles, and this is how you let go of attachment so that you can create what you want in your life and not be burdened by certain expectations. So like when you're creating a puzzle out of a jigsaw puzzle, you start looking at a puzzle piece and you see one that's missing and you start looking for it and you get really attached. It's got to be this one piece, this one place. I got to find it, got to find it. You look all in the box, look for that one piece. And then you let go of the attachment of that one piece and you realize, oh, wait a minute. This other piece in this box over here will go into another spot over here on the other side of the puzzle. And so you put it there, and then you say, okay, I want to go back to that one piece. Where's that one piece I've been looking for? I'm looking. And then you let go of the attachment of that one piece, and then you look and see, oh, there's another piece over there that looks different. That'll go over here on the other side of the puzzle. So while you're doing that, and you're letting go of the attachment each time, you get to see other things that can help you create your puzzle. So when you let go of the attachment, sometimes what ends up happening is you create exactly what you want in your life. It creates the puzzle right before your eyes because you let go of the attachment. You don't limit yourself to only having it one way, one thing, one job, one person, one income, one business. So when you let go of the attachment, it actually does create something that maybe you didn't even see in the first place. And of course, you know, the last puzzle piece you see is the one that you've been looking for, right? That's always the last one in the box. So letting go of the attachment is key as well. So let's go ahead and do a little fun exercise here about how you can find out where you show up, how you matter, and how you make a difference. So what I want you to do, if you're driving, obviously you can't do this, so you'll have to come back and listen to the recording of all of this, which all of you who have registered will get the recording. And you can also go on our Facebook, Essence of Being Facebook, and there'll be a recording on that as well, so that you can listen to this again. So what I want you to do is I want you to draw in a sheet of paper, get a big enough sheet, you know, 8.5 by 10 if you can, like a big sheet of paper, not a little dinky notepad, okay? Put in the middle of the paper a circle, a little circle, and put the word me in that circle. And then look at the circle like it's a clock, okay? And I want you to draw a line from the circle at about 2 o'clock. So where the hand dial on the 2 o'clock is, on the 2 on the clock, just draw a line out from that circle. And then attach to the end of that line another circle so that you've got another circle sitting out at 2 o'clock. And in that circle, I want you to put the word family. Now, from that circle, family, I want you to use kind of like a spider web, like little spider legs. Just go ahead and draw a line for each person in your family that's in your immediate family, your mom, your dad, even if they passed, okay? Mom, dad, brother, sister, son, daughter, people that are close to you and your family. And just make separate little lines for each one, like spokes on a wheel. And then once you've done that, if you have outlying family, like your mom has a brother, then you would draw another line from your mom's line and say brother, like her brother or her sister. And do as many of those as you can with each person that you wrote your family in. In other words, they all have little connections. So you get to diagram very quickly the connections that you have from your family. So your family has connections. For instance, if you draw a brother, if you have a little line that says brother, then you would draw another line from that line to say, you know, brother's wife. Or brother has a son. You draw, you know, put a little line and say son. So you're connecting the family. Then, you may not have time to do all of them, all of the connections there, but I think you get the gist of how it looks. So you can write as many connections there as possible. You can go back and add to it if you want. Now, that's at the 2 o'clock part of the face of the clock, which is coming out from your circle. Then, at around 5 o'clock, draw another line coming out from me, from your inner circle, from your middle circle, which is you. At 5 o'clock, draw another line coming out from the circle and connect the end of that to another circle and put in that circle friends. And then go ahead and draw a line, like little spider-like lines, little legs, on that circle, and put the names of some of your closest friends or people that you've connected with on a friendly level. And then again, if you've put a friend down that, say, has a daughter that you're connected with, you draw another little line from that friend and put the daughter's name. So that each one of the friends may have another connection attached to it. And then once you've done that, again, you may need a little more time to do as many friends as you can think of, but for the sake of the exercise, we'll move on to the next little part of the clock here on your face of your circle. You'll draw another line around 8 o'clock. So draw a line from your circle that says me. Draw a line that's around 8 o'clock on the face of the clock. So it's kind of going out. And then at the other end of that line, put another circle. And put in that circle the word work or career. And then, yes, go ahead and write out the names of either companies or people that you have in your work or career environment that you have connected to. All right, and then I know that you might need to still be working on it, but that's okay. I want you to now go ahead, take another drawing from your face of your clock, put another line at about 10 o'clock, going out from your me circle, draw another line at 10 o'clock, and then draw another circle. And at the end of that line, draw another circle, and inside of that you write community. And the lines that will be coming off of the community circle will be things like if you give to charities or people that you've helped out in the community, going to schools or even paying taxes is part of your community, civil. How you show up in your community or how have you connected in your community at all? And then from that circle, community, I want you to take a line from community and draw a line from that circle of community and draw a line anywhere you want to from that circle. And at the end of that line, draw another circle and say world. And from the world place, I want you to see by your community efforts, things that you've done in the community, whether it's with taxes or whatever it is, how you have affected and shown up in the world, how those maybe charities that you have given to in the past, how those people that you've supported or helped, how that affects the bigger picture in the world. Different countries. People. So now, the last one I want you to do is to draw at 12 o'clock. on your circle, the me circle that's in the middle, at the 12 o'clock, where the 12 o'clock hand is, draw a line going up, and at the middle of that circle that you draw, put the word God / universe / Great Spirit, whatever you want to call another energy. Now I want you to take a look at this diagram. It could resemble a DNA kind of sculpture. It could resemble a lot of building blocks, like a chemical reaction. Now I want you to look at that and see who is in the center. And I want you to just feel for a minute what that feels like. Now, I want you to take an eraser, or if you've used a pen, scratch out or erase me, the middle. And how does that feel? You see, without you, everything crumbles. Without you, none of that makes sense. Without you there, there's been no connection. Without you there, there's a hole. It changes everything in this whole diagram. We are all part of something bigger than ourselves. And yet, when we erase our connection from all of it, it crumbles. It doesn't make any sense. There's nothing connecting it. So I'd like to hear from any of you. If you'd like to, you just hit *6 at any time. Hit *6 at any time if you want to share the feeling and the any ahas or the awarenesses that you feel from this. Or did you get any kind of, awareness or feeling from it? Or question that you might have about it?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's Lucky.
Hi, Lucky.
Hi. So as I was filling it out and I got less and less detailed because there were so many things I was trying to catch up on, some of the earlier branches of this tree.
Mm-hmm.
And actually I was outside. I just finished my walk around the golf course and I was looking at the trees and really connecting to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this is like a tree, and each one of these limbs has all these branches with all these leaves with everything. And sometimes I forget about what I've been able to affect in the world. And it's funny because the world is, I just said that, and the world is like the one thing that I didn't really have any branches on, we'll call it.
And so when you look at the community and you look at if you had not done some of the things you've done with either paying taxes or showing up in the community in some way, that affects something even bigger that you, once you look at this again, Lucky, you'll be able to fill that in. How that reached across into, you know, the country, or how it reached across bigger than just, you know, going to the post office or just paying your taxes or giving a charity to, you know, some of the people that you might have worked with before in your life, and to know what they've made it, how they have shown up and made a difference because of you, and that spread across to the country and then perhaps spread across to the whole world.
That's interesting, because some things just popped in.
Yeah.
Well, what happens with my taxes, I really don't want to talk about now because I'm not happy.
Okay. Well, hopefully some of the good things happen. Think about that.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
you
I think
know.
Some good.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
think about the good
anyway,
things.
Anyway, yeah, there are some good things that happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. And what? And how did it feel when you just crossed yourself off?
Actually, it felt good because the tree was still standing, and all the effects of whatever, you know, all these people and places and things that I've been able to hopefully enhance their lives, that energy is still there, even without me.
But if you had not been there in the first place, would it still be there?
Unlikely.
Exactly. I love, thank you for that. Thank you for that twist on the whole thing, that absolutely what you have done in the world, you've made a difference, and that you have created a legacy of just being here, and all of these things probably would not have happened, or people would not have created whatever they've created because of you. And so that is definitely, it still stands after you're not there, but that's perfect. And the key here is, of course, if you had never been there, if that me was gone and it was never there, then it, more than likely, a lot of that would disappear. A lot of it would not be the same. It would
be
different.
Well, thank you. This is a great exercise because I was, you know, it's my age. Sometimes I think and wonder, well, what kind of legacy am I going to leave? You know, and then I think of a couple of things I've done, but this really shows me that, yes, I've had a very, very positive effect on a lot of people in a lot of areas.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Indeed. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're welcome, my friend. Awesome. So that's excellent. Thank you for sharing that. And I just want to say that a lot of times, the reason why we forget that sometimes about, we get really caught up, like I said, in all the minutia of what we're doing every day and if it's working or not working. And a lot of times it comes from us feeling separate. Sometimes we feel separate. So feeling separate can really create an angst that we have about, are we really making a difference? So there is a part of us that's feeling, some of us may be feeling this futileness of being in this physical space and wanting to have one toe in one space and one in the other. Sometimes we think, well, you know, maybe we're done now. I don't know. We go back and forth, perhaps. And this is a feeling of the old time paradigm and the new time paradigm and not knowing how to live in either one at this moment. So what I mean by that is a lot of us feel that it's easier to out of this existence in a way. It's not bringing your passion or you're bringing your feeling out because you don't want to feel bad. In other words, you're in this existence for some reason, but if you're not feeling your passion at every moment, sometimes we shut our feelings off. We don't want to feel, because sometimes we may feel separate or lonely or unwanted or not important. And unfortunately, when we shut down our feelings, it can also shut down our intuition and our inspiration. So therefore, we have several choices, okay? What you can do is you can either go ahead and keep your feet in the past or keep your feet in the new. So you do not know which way to step sometimes. there's an aching that you may have and a longing of wanting to connect and be a part of. But perhaps you may be feeling the futility of doing so. Therefore, your inner guidance will direct you as to which way you would like to flow. Okay? So that's the intuition part. You may flow in the guidance of trying to make it work the way it has in the past. You can, by writing things down and journaling and visualizing, visioning your passion, looking forward and moving toward your passion and finding things that make you feel good and all those things. And that is part of that old paradigm. And if it's working for you, that's great. What you could do, perhaps, now is to step into a new paradigm and the new evolvement of humankind. And what that is opening up the part of you that has been shut down, in a sense, and has certainly been awakened recently, but has not been fully developed, which is your ability to see and know and hear things that can cause great harmony within your own inner being. Don't keep looking for the external parts to make yourself feel good. In other words, not looking for something else to make you feel good so that you may feel your passion. What I'm suggesting is that you trust your abilities that you already know. Trust in your knowing in a way that you may be inspired to take action. Do not do anything unless you're inspired to do it. Trust the inspiration that it will flow easy from you and that all things come to you as you are inspired. Following your internal guidance. Follow the ability that you have to tune into your higher self. And from that place, you take action. And from that place, you create all that you want. And from that place, you also feel passion. So hopefully you can see the difference between just getting up because you have to get up or getting up because you want to. There's a different energy flow around that. So many of you might be saying, okay, speaking, you're really practical. You say, well, we cannot do that. We can't just make plans and then not do them because we don't feel like it. That feels irresponsible. And what I'm saying is, hey, don't make the plans in the first place unless you feel inspired to do so. So test it out. This is a test that you can play with. So if it feels uncomfortable for you to do it this way, just don't do anything unless you're inspired to do it. If it feels uncomfortable, do it on the days that you don't feel like it's a matter of, life or death or a matter of income producing days, that kind of thing. If that makes you feel more empowered with this process, try it that way. Just try it on a little things. This can be a new paradigm for people, a new way of getting in touch with and experiencing who you are. It's one of allowing your intuition to guide you as opposed to your logical senses. And a lot of you left-brainers out there, you logical people, this could be kind of foreign. But we can make this easy. This process can be easy. And it can help you shift your thoughts to slow down so that your vibration may speed up. You don't have to work hard. It's an easy evolvement to let go of all the things that you've worked for in the past and to clear the slate for the new inspiration and intuition. That's how you create freedom, the time of freedom for all. You are the gift. You are the gift. You are a gift to yourself and to many others. It doesn't matter what pretty package you wrap yourself up in. It's always pretty because the love is there as the gift. And that's who you are, and that's how you show up. Make the choice to move toward intuition. If you're wanting to be able to connect, this will help you in this intuition and inspirational way of being. This will help you to connect the physical to all of the spiritual, mental, and emotional work that you've been doing and that you continue to do. In other words, this is a spiritual process, and it will form something for you in the physical and the mental and the emotional once the spiritual is realized and in place. So we suggest you don't go back and say, hey, am I doing the right thing? Am I keeping my head in my sand? What am I doing? Am I doing it right? Don't second-guess yourself. In other words, whatever it is that you're being inspired to do, do that. And know that is the right thing for you to do. It's not about waiting around for inspiration either, because you are inspired every day to make choices. Every day you're inspired to make a choice. Because, in other words, there's nothing that's going to come to you and hit you in the head and say, now you have the inspiration. Go forth and create. So let's find out what inspires you. Let's do one more little test here. So get your little paper out one more time. We're going to do one more thing. And I want you to write down what inspires you now. What inspires you the most? I want you to write down three things that inspire you the most. And I'll give you a hint, like figuring out what inspires you the most, that reveals what you value the most. You may be inspired by, I don't know, seeing your kids discover their potential, or seeing your business expand, or discovering new universal truths, or you might be inspired by breaking through physical limitations, or spending time with friends, seeing people overcome challenges, saving the environment. What inspires you the most? Write three things down. Seeing people awaken to their purpose. So as you're writing those things down, just know that that's the value. Those are your values. That these are the things that reveal that you value the most in your world. And most people that I've come across in all the years I've been doing this work or this play, because it's play to me, is that they want to be free. Freedom to do what they want. Freedom is a state of mind. It's all about the state of mind that you're in. And certainly that is what all people are wanting to create for themselves, is freedom. So by doing these processes and doing these intuition, basically following your intuition and following your inspiration, you're moving into an age of liberty. You're liberating your old belief systems and your limitations that you've placed upon yourself. It's freeing. It's liberating. So what I suggest you do is find your intention on what the freedom is all about. In other words, why is it that you want to be free? What do you feel is limiting you in this way? Do you feel like it's a self-imposed limitation, or is it from outside of yourself? So there's a myth that I think a lot of us buy into, that around commitment and bumping up against people with different expectations and feeling obligated, having, you know, people expect things from us and us expecting things from them. So trying to be all things to all people. The part I want you to hear around that is that you are alone in your uniqueness. That you are alone in being the unique person that you are. There is no one like you in the world. No one. You are special. You are unique. Therefore, there's nothing that anybody else can fill that up for you. Nobody can add to you in that way because you are unique. And if you have a belief or a fear that you don't want to be alone or sometimes you feel lonely, a part of you, if you look at it from an eagle's point of view, from a bigger perspective, you really are alone in that you're alone in your own uniqueness. And that thought can free you up. You're free. You don't have to have somebody to fill yourself up. You don't have to have something on the outside to make you feel special. You don't have to have approval. If you're seeking approval from the outside, then, of course, anything that's not approving of you will sink you in, you know, and you'll feel hurtful. You'll feel hurt and less than and not enough. So coming from a place of wanting approval means that there's that old paradigm again, trying to seek a new way of loving yourself so that you may approve of your own self, to know that you're worthy, to know that you make a difference. And what I'm saying is go beyond that now and go to the inspirational part of what inspires you about you. So in that list that you just made about what are the three things that inspire you the most, write down what inspires me about me. Say these things. What inspires me about me? What in me would I like to see in other people? That's the real you. So those people who love themselves enough and do not care about notoriety and approval, those are the ones that are sending out the vibration of self-love. And they already approve of themselves. Therefore, they don't need to create something around them to approve of them. And they know they matter. And as they vibrate that way, if you believe in vibrations, then they're going to send out these vibrations of approval because they already have their own approval. And therefore, that's what they get back. In other words, do not follow any advice or any kind of guidance unless you're inspired to do so. This will create the passion. This will create the birthplace. This will create the desire. And this will also create whatever it is you want to manifest because it's out, in other words, it's inside of you and you make the difference. And you make a difference. Does anybody want to share anything about inspiration? Just hit *6 or ask a question or anything you want to share at all.
This is Audrey.
Hey, Audrey.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. It's really interesting. You all know, if you know me, that I normally have a whole lot of energy. I mean, I'm quiet at home and I'm quiet in my being. However, for the last number of weeks, I have, for whatever reason, needed to take a lot of rest. I mean, at 7 o'clock sometimes I am literally laying down in my bed reading a recreational book because that's all I seem to be capable of. So whether I'm being shifted inside or outside or from passionate or whatever, yeah, and I'm not fighting it. Okay, there was a time, this is talking following the guidance. No, I have this to do and that, and God knows we all have a lot to do, so do I. Whether it's Mercury retro, whatever it's been, which is direct tomorrow. Anyway, I have needed to simply lay back a lot more than I've ever needed to. So,
and are you doing so without judgment?
Well, at first it was a little judgment, and then I let it go. It's like, okay, OS, you can fill in the rest. I simply need to lay back. So I am. I'm having fun with it.
Awesome.
It's like, all right. So I got some books that are very well written. That's casual fiction. It's not like I'm even reading metaphysics or like something where I'm going to grow from, except I always grow from good writing. I'm a writer. And I'm enjoying it. And I know when my body or my mind or my spirit, whatever it is, all of it simply needs to just sink back and it feels like, oh, thank you, that some part of me absolutely needs this. And what you're saying is like giving another level of permission, which I've already given, because I'm doing it. And
good.
It's interesting, interesting time. I am truly in the midst of some kind of shift. And it isn't that I don't have things to do. God knows I do. And I'm having to move very much, much more slowly. And just so everyone knows, I'm fine. I'm healthy. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm good. It just seems to be what I need to do now.
That's awesome, Audrey, because you're listening to your inspiration. And my sense about it all is you're integrating. Like you said, it's the winter time before the blossoming of the spring. And mm-hmm. you're integrating something. So you are definitely re-energizing, reshifting, and listening to your inner guidance. And you can't go wrong doing that. So that is awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank
Good
you. Thank
job.
You.
You're
thank you all. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so, everyone, I just want to give you one last thing before we go, and then I'm going to open it up for all of us to say hi to each other off of mute. But I'd love to see your pictures that you drew, if you want to send a picture, to take a picture of your drawing. And you can email me it or text it to me or whatever you want to do. But if you want to email, it's burge@essenceofbeing.com. That'd be cool to see your picture. And just to see what kind of connections that all of you have. But I want you to keep that to remind yourselves, okay, of who you are and how you show up and the kind of effect you have in this world, and to never give up on yourselves and to allow yourselves, again, to, like you're doing, Audrey, slow down to raise your vibration. Okay, mm-hmm. Sometimes we have to do that. The next empowerment, the next power call that we're doing is October 19th. And the subject for that one, it's October 19th. Remember, it's always the third Wednesday of every month. And that one is going to be on enlightenment, the lightness of being. And, you know, as you know, me with the essence of being, I love all the being stuff. So enlightenment, the essence of being. The lightness of being, okay? The last essence of being that we're having this year, everybody, if you have not joined us yet, you've got one more chance, October 7th through the 9th in Atlanta. That's going to be the last essence of being this year. We're doing a lot of other graduate level courses, and I'm doing a lot of speaking engagements around the country, but this will be the last time that we'll be doing Essence of Being this year in Atlanta, October 7th through the 9th. Please go to essenceofbeing.com and also my new site, burgesmithlyons.com. You can see more about leadership development and speaking and all of that good stuff. I will be in Orlando October 21st through the 23rd speaking at the Women's Prosperity Network Unconference. So I will be there in Orlando. I hope you join me there and get some Burge time down there. And I invite all of you certainly to come back to our Power Hours and email me anytime for any questions or thoughts that you have. And I will look forward to speaking with you about enlightenment next month. So let's play together and continue. And I'm going to go ahead and take us off of, I'm going to stop the recording, and I'll take us off of mute so we can all say, hey!